Welcome to Fan Friday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And Doug, take it away.
Oh, no. Oh, so, no. We didn't ask for questions this week. I fucked up. let's see. Looking at our old list. What this is, comes from Chad Fu. By the way, Chad Fu does movie nights on like Sunday nights over on the Discord, so make sure you go check those out. You could Kevin, him, they've posted, let's see, what y'all watch? Y'all watched Big Trouble Little China?
Yes.
And Gremlins. Gremlins. What's next?
This coming Sunday, we are going to be watching Barry Gordy's The Last Dragon, which I am excited
Bruce
for.
Lee, yeah.
Huh?
With Bruce Lee?
No, well, Bruce Leroy.
So it's not The Last Dragon.
Barry Gordy's The Last Dragon.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's really, yeah, it's going to be really good. It's a cult classic from what I hear. I've never seen it, and I'm looking forward to it because it's, you know, it's been talked about so much. But yeah, it's cool. We have trailers going beforehand. Chud Fu talks about, he gives the history of everything, like talks about behind the scenes stuff. It's really worth checking out. Like I said, if you're around, join the Discord and definitely check us out.
Awesome. There you go. Chud Fu wants to know, and I don't know if some of these, I don't know if we've already asked. So if we have repeats, I apologize. I try to delete them once they've been asked, but sometimes I forget to. But he wants to know, what MCU character that currently hasn't made a full appearance would you like to see get shown, and to what degree? Like a TV show, movie, talking water in a 30-second commercial spot, etc.
I would take, I would take a full movie featuring. Wait, who hasn't been shown or just has had a little show?
So what MCU character? So this is tough, right? Because MCU characters, you could be like, well, the X-Men, Fantastic Four, they haven't shown up in the MCU yet.
Right.
Yep. So that opens up, that I feel like opens up a lot of things. Because if you're just like, what Marvel character? Then it's like, well, okay, well, the X-Men had movies, Fantastic Four had movies. They also had like really shitty like TV shows in the 90s or movies in the 90s as well that people tried to forget about, like Gen X.
Yeah.
but let's say MCU. So who has not shown up in the, what characters have not shown up in the MCU yet that you would like to see get shown, and to what degree?
Miles Morales.
Yeah, that's a good one.
He's been mentioned.
Yeah, he's been mentioned, but I feel like they said he's going to be in Multiverse of Madness, which is going to be great.
Nova.
Fair.
Nova. I think that would be cool.
I mean, like at this point, any of the X-Men, right? I mean,
yeah.
I would love to see like a Wolverine. And I would be so curious how they'd explain it. I mean, like, I know post-blip, like, you could get away with a lot of stuff. After Multiverse of Madness, who knows what you can get away with? Just be like, you know, Multiverse of Madness could end with, like, I lost control. Like, I wasn't able to stitch everything back perfectly. This universe that you thought you knew may not be the same. Mm-hmm. Things may have bled through and have stayed. I can't help it. And then it's like, oh, we're the X-Men. We've been here the entire time. Oh, fuck me, okay. Okay, you haven't been, but... sure. And then you just tie in the X-Men, and then you give us a backstory of the X-Men before this like this mashup whatever. But yeah, I'd love to see like Logan. It doesn't have to be it would have to be him, but it doesn't have to be him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't have to be Hugh Jackman, but it does, but it doesn't, but it does. If the casting's good, I'll be okay with it, but like otherwise it needs to be Hugh Jackman. I don't care that he's like 80,000 years old, it's fine.
There's a group, I've never heard of them, but they look and they sound real cool, and they're called the Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts are happening right now, bud.
Are they really?
Are you not been watching the Marvel shows? Like, dude, the Thunderbolts are led by Captain Zemo, or not Captain Zemo, whatever his name is.
Oh, Zemo. Yeah.
That's the group we were talking about last week with with Yelena.
With Yelena and the dude from Captain America. Okay. And that's like his whole like underground. That's what that woman with the Elena from, or Elaine, whatever her fucking name is from. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
From Seinfeld. That's what she's doing.
My bad. Yep.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Julie Louis-Dreyfus, whatever her name is.
There you go. So with that being said, that's a perfect segue, I would say. I would love to see Deadpool show up in the MCU finally, but not do an MCU, like not do a movie, but show up in either like somewhere random shit like Loki, like season 2 or something like that, or even better, Thunderbolts, because I think he would fit in fine there because of the fact that he's kind of a merc for hire. And it seems like he would be part of that darker group, and he would probably give them the comedic relief that they so need. But yeah, I think that would be and it would be random, but I think that would be perfect. Just throwing Deadpool in there. It'd be the most random thing, but it's the most Deadpool thing you can think of.
There's rumors that he's in Multiverse of Madness. I've seen rumors that he's supposed to some degree appear. I don't know if that's true. We'll see. Who knows? It's the perfect, again, Multiverse of Madness and this whole like multiverse storyline that we're doing everywhere, you know, with Spider-Man, with Loki, with Doctor Strange, with all of that, is the perfect opportunity for them to, again, pull in heroes from maybe other universes. And again, you know, they don't get sealed up properly or whatever. And like, man, now we just live in a world where like they've just been mashed together, which they've done in the comics too. Like that's what they do with these Crisis on Infinite Earth sort of stuff. They just did one recently with after the New 52, whatever the new line of DC comics in is, they did the same thing where it was like all these universes. I think Marvel did the same thing. All these universes battling each other or whatever. And then they all just get slammed down to the Prime Universe, or that's what it is in DC, the whatever's Prime. And like, oh, this character didn't exist, or this character is different because of this, you know what I mean? Like, but it's like, they've always been that way here because it's the universes have collided and stuff. So I think they have a perfect opportunity to bring the Fantastic Four, to bring X-Men, to bring Deadpool, all those characters in through that, like, I don't know, again, that whatever that movie opens up for us. I don't know if they will, because maybe it's too big for them in a movie, but I feel like that opens the door to explain why these characters are suddenly here when they haven't been here for the last, you know, 14 years or whatever. So. Yeah. Well, there's a lot. There's so many fucking characters I'd love to see.
Even Ghost Rider. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd love to see him reimagined.
Nick Cage Ghost Rider.
No, absolutely not.
I'm on fire! Fire!
That was a fucking awesome Nicolas Cage impression.
Let's see. Yeah, he also wants to know, and again, I feel like this maybe when we've already asked, we'll see, but money, space, and time not being an object, what would you collect or what kind of hobbies would you do? Have we already answered this one before?
I think so.
It feels like it, but any new thoughts on that? Money, space, and time don't matter. What is a hobby you don't do that you would like to do?
Have all the Lego sets that I could afford.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. If money was no object and a hobby, I would absolutely have a blast collecting and cosplaying my favorite outfits from movies, television shows, and all that. Like, I would fully build an Iron Man suit. Like, I would have it all. I would make it all. I would have it all. It would be awesome.
There was someone on TikTok I was following. It was this girl who, like, during quarantine, I was like, her, like, well, I've got nothing to do. Like, my bills just went down because I don't have to pay to drive to work anymore. Like, and I don't have to pay for gas. Like, I'm cooking at home, so like, eating is cheaper because I'm cooking instead of going out at work and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, so I have a little bit more money, plus, you know, the checks we were getting during the time. So she built an Iron Man suit. Like, that's what she did. Like, awesome. And it was so, yeah, her TikTok was kind of like her progress over, and I haven't seen the video from her in a while, but I mean, like, by the end, like, she had almost the whole thing completed, and it was
awesome.
Dude, it was sick. And like LEDs and, like, you know, shit would pop open. Like, she went through and programmed all the stuff. So, like, you know, she would hit a button in her hand somewhere or whatever, and the mask would, like, you know, and it did the four part split open and back, like, perfect. Dude, it was fucking sick. Awesome. It was, yeah, that was a real, that was cool. I should find it and see if I can send it to you guys.
I would say,
go ahead.
Mine, I would do a home studio, like make a home studio, like a music stuff, and just have like a separate recording room, like a practice, you know, like a whole setup where I can either do stuff for myself on the fly at any time. If I get an idea at midnight or something like that, just walk into this recording room and kind of get it sorted, or even get to the point where I can record local bands or something like that, you know, and just kind of do that and just put music out. But I would love to have like a full-on studio with instruments, you know, like have a wall of instruments for people to use if needed, you know.
Yep. I think I would do like gaming stuff. Like, I think I would, like, up my stream game, because, like, I had a lot of fun streaming on my birthday, and it's really, like, kind of got that desire to get back into it little bit. And, like, that's the thing. Like, I wish I had money to spend on upgrading my computer, because, you know, it's a good computer, but these newer games, you know, that's this poor little baby has been running hard for 3 years now. It needs some love. It needs some upgrades. And I wish supply wasn't an issue, but I wish I had the money also. Cause, like, yeah, if cards were affordable, I would just buy one on like, well, Best Buy or something, put on the card. Right. But also prices of these cards have, like, fucking skyrocketed, man. You cannot, the price for a 3080 is now like $2,000 on Best Buy's website.
Oh my God.
What the fuck? Stupid. Yep. You can't get them. They're out of stock, but, like, that's the price on them. Or it was right before the holidays. Like, literally, I looked just, like, curious if, just look at gaming PCs and stuff. And the price of those cards was like $2,000, $3,000. Fucking dumb. Dumb as shit. And, so, like, that would be cool. I would also like to, you know, because if money's not a problem, I also have to assume that, like, I'm not working anymore. Like, maybe, like, I did cash out that $19 million from Safe Moon or whatever, and, like, no, it's not, you know, whatever. Like, so buy a new house, obviously, pay it off entirely, and then, like, yeah, I would set up, yeah, a streaming place, and then also, like, a place to, like, to work on podcasts, because one of the things that also always bums me out, and every time I finish an episode, I'm always, like, pumped and, like, ready to work on the next one, and then I'll start working on the next one, and then I kind of get, like, start slacking off because life gets busy. But, like, I wish I could dedicate more time and more space to Saga and working on it, because we have episodes, we have, like, you know, what we just released, literally we recorded in July. Mm-hmm. So we're like 6 months removed from that recording session, and we've recorded five more times since then, I think, possibly more. We've had a couple months where we didn't record in the month of December. And I think we recorded early November. So it's been a while since we've recorded. And who knows when we record again because of COVID. You know, again, we're kind of being... Thankfully, I have, like, a backlog still, right? That's great. But I just wish I had more time and a better space to do it at home. Because right now, I have a little section in my office that's fine. But I don't feel like it's necessarily conducive to working, you know? So I don't know. That's what I would want to put more. I would put more time and money and things into, like, yeah, streaming and podcast editing. So, man, that's what I would do. I can see if I can find one more question. If I can find one.
Okay.
Let me look. Cause we have a bunch of old ones, but some of them don't really apply anymore. Cause we're out of that season and or year. Okay, on the same line of, like, gaming and stuff and streaming, Austin wants to know, if you had to choose one gaming component or peripheral company to be sponsored by, which would it be?
I'd say at this point, Razor, because I've got RGB all day.
I want to say NVIDIA just so I can get some fucking new graphics cards for free.
Yeah, that's true.
Send me your shit.
Send me a beefed up laptop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Razer wouldn't be bad. I got a Razer mouse and keyboard.
Yeah, well, Razer, I love them.
Razer would be good just from a standpoint because not only do they do the peripherals, but they do their own laptops and desktops. Mm-hmm. And so you can get it all. You can get it all from them.
Yeah.
So, and same thing with what's the popular RAM maker? They do coolers, computers, they do everything now. Corsair.
Oh, Corsair. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, Corsair would be a good one too. Yeah. I was going to say
that was my first build, yeah.
I was going to say ROCAP, but I was like, "Nah, they're just limited to mice and keyboards. That's too small. Got to have it all."
There's a part of me that also say, like, in the podcasting realm, like Rode. Mm-hmm. Dear Rode, send me stuff.
Yeah, Rode is good stuff. That's quality. And Shure. Yeah. I mean, obviously, we use Shure.
That's true. Like, I don't think I would go to a Rode microphone. I do like the Rode microphones I have, but the Shure one is so nice. Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah, my mic stand is a Rode mic stand. This giant fucking arm that I use or whatever. And then Kevin, don't you have the Rode Podcaster? The board? Is that Rode?
No, that's it's Go XLR and it's TC Helicon.
Yeah, because the Rode Podcaster is fucking sick. It's like $600, but it's kind of the same idea where it's got like four mic inputs. It's USB out. I think USB 3 out. It's got the buttons, like, so you could do some like drop buttons essentially. Like, it's got like, I think, six of them. Like, mm-hmm. It kind of looks like almost like a MIDI controller sort of thing, you know?
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
And then it's got the four channels for mixing and stuff. So you can raise and, you know, so like for what we do, like, it'd be better if we were all together in one a single space to use it for that. Cause you could, again, all mics into that out into the computer. You have your mixer there and stuff, but even for like streaming purposes, you've got your drops right there. You've got, I know you guys have like mute buttons and stuff already like built in, but like stuff like that. It'd just be sick. I should like put a mute button on my fucking stream deck. I don't know why I haven't hard coded, like, put that in yet. I have it for my, when I'm streaming, but like not for just like, hey, turn my mic off. I can do that. I don't know why I haven't yet. Let me look at this real fast. Oh, fuck off. It's like, I can't do that. Streamlabs is, I don't want you to use Streamlabs. Anyways, those are the companies that we would like to be sponsored by. So hit us up, NVIDIA, Razer, Corsair, Rode.
Asus, throw that out there, dude. They make everything. Asus. They make monitors, CPUs, or not CPUs.
I love my Republic of Gaming, the ROG, Asus ROG laptop that I had for years.
Nice. That's my motherboard is a ROG.
Yeah. That was good stuff. But hit us up. We'll push your shit. I don't care.
Yep. All right. That's it for this week. Until next week, and we'll hit our episode 400. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.